Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. U.S. allies and the group of seven industrialized nations are sending a united message to President Trump after finance ministers wrapped up a meeting in Canada. As Craig McCulloch reports from Vancouver, they're not happy with the new U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel.
The G7 finance ministers have told Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to advise the president of their unanimous concern and disappointment over the recent tariffs. The ministers say such action would create uncertainty in world trade and dampen economic growth. The meeting's joint statement, issued without the United States, calls for decisive action against the Trump administration's sanctions on aluminum and steel. Mnuchin says he has already advised the president about the concerns and will do so again. The G7 leaders meet later this week in Quebec. It will be the president's first visit to Canada since taking office. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
President Trump's lawyers have reportedly informed Special Counsel Robert Mueller that the president cannot be guilty of obstruction.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The wildfire in and around Fort McMurray, Alberta, has spread to 600 square miles, with 88,000 residents evacuating in the last week. As Craig McCulloch reports, oil production is taking a hit.
More energy companies are shutting down operations near Fort McMurray. Sun Crude, Suncor Energy, BP, and Phillips 66 have already alerted customers they will not be able to meet their obligations to provide Canadian crude oil due to the wildfire. Ralph Goodale, Canada's Minister for Emergency Preparedness, says more firefighters are being brought in to relieve those on the front lines.
They've been on the line doing this now for almost a week, and they need some rest. They need some respite.
Meanwhile, the convoy of evacuees from oil field work camps north of Fort McMurray continues. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are escorting vehicles 50 at a time back through Fort McMurray to cities like Edmonton and Calgary in the south. Many are also being airlifted out. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
Hundreds of Italian protesters who oppose Austria's plans to...
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump wants to freeze the pay of federal workers beginning next year. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the president for today's memorial, McCain's body is back in Washington. He'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol ahead of services and burial at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis this weekend. The Canadian court has stopped development of a major pipeline. As Craig McCulloch reports, it found the Canadian government did not consult properly with First Nations or fully consider environmental risks.
The Canadian Federal Court of Appeal squashed all construction permits for expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline from the province of Alberta to Vancouver. In the decision, the court found the Canadian government did not meaningfully consult with First Nations, which it is required to do. The proposed expansion, which is larger than Keystone XL, would see a massive increase in oil tanker traffic off the coast of British Columbia and Washington State. Earlier this year, the Canadian government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau decided to buy the pipeline for $3.4 billion American dollars from Houston-based Kinder Morgan. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
Consumers increased their spending in July. The Commerce Department reporting today consumer spending...
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump has met with injured survivors of the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. Protesters and supporters turned out in both cities yesterday, but NPR's Martin Costi reports that Trump's...
...and a large knife.
DeRay says the motive for the attacks is unknown. This is NPR News. A Canadian manhunt for two murder suspects is believed to be over following the discoveries of two bodies in Manitoba. As Craig McCulloch reports, the suspects are wanted in the killings of a tourist from North Carolina and two others.
The bodies were found in dense vegetation near Nelson River in very remote northern Manitoba. Charged with the murder of 64-year-old Leonard Dick of Vancouver, they are the main suspects in the shooting deaths of 24-year-old China Deese of Charlotte, North Carolina, and her 23-year-old Australian boyfriend Lucas Fowler. All victims were found dead in northern British Columbia in mid-July. Since then, the suspects have been pursued by authorities over thousands of miles of remote and bug-infested parts of western Canada. What investigators are now trying to figure out is why two young men would commit such crimes. With the suspects believed dead, they may never find the answers. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
Japan has granted the first permit for a South Korean-bound shipment of chemicals used in high-tech materials.